songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. J-Dub
561 Show.
The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Hey, you guys! What's going on? It's your boy, J-Dub 561. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM. No. The station didn't change. We just got a little more tuned up, let's just say. Hey, my name is J-Dub. I'm so glad you're joining. I have a special guest on the show today. You're not going to want to miss that. It's an interview that's going to change and transform lives. His name is Ben Bennett. He just came out with a brand new book called Free to Thrive. Plus, I got amazing music today. So if you're in your car or wherever you're at and you're ready just to get turned up for God, you get ready, because here we go. Ben, can you open up the show for us?
Hi, I'm Ben Bennett, and you are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Keep it locked.
Woo! Let's go, baby.
They say I play too much. You right. They say I play too rough. You tight. When I play, I don't play. That's wordplay. My jersey is home team. That's Earth Day. And I tee off like Earl Grey. I eat y'all like cheesecake on my cheat day. That's easy. To the DK. Tell me what you mean. If you pull a fast one, throw it by the seam. Everything ain't always what it seems. Root for the home team. If we don't win, that's a shame. But I never been that since I came up in the game. I defend that current title. Word the Bible. Sweep ya. See ya later. Bite em. As I slide home. And my goals always the same. I'm only up against me. Ooh. How many y'all push yourself to get up at three? Do push ups, man, I up my feet. I got a couple tricks up my sleeve. I came from pushing the bucket to bucket seats. Couldn't afford a bucket for the KFC. Now my bucket list ain't looking like it's nothing to see. You wanna start something? That nothing to me. Cause they know I'm gonna finish it. Home jersey on, only visiting. Here for a blink, then we gone, and you listening. Man, I'm only on for a minute, then we out. This all in a spot, the Colossus, a cloud. The great Bambino, drink that vino. Death tone, pay that Cino. So, playboy, you know we done.
Okay, I'm done.
To the left.
That's my whole team.
Money well spent.
That's for the whole team. Ay.
I got a rent.
Put in that OT.
I said, I got a rent.
Gotta go OT.
They said, make it till you make it.
What? No, sir, not me.
They said, make it till you make it.
What? No, sir, not me.
Yeah. I got a rent.
Okay, people, move along, nothing to see.
Boy 50.
I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need him now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need him now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. Yeah. Hey. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. Yeah. I need him now. I need my Lord right now. All these words that break you, it's his promise that saves you. You gotta believe in his promises, his will is working, I promise it. I had a hard time believing, I was just too busy scheming. On this journey, don't stop believing, I gotta get to the meaning. On his side, he was bleeding, that crown of thorns had heavenly glow. On his earth, he was letting it go, open hands, he was letting us know. Just how he loved us the most, and just how he loved us the most. And everything we didn't need, he took it away. He took it away with all his pain. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but without the apple, so would have no place, I know. Yeah, same race with a different pace. Yeah, I've been saved by grace. Yeah, I've been saved by grace. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. Yeah. I need him now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. Yeah. I need him now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. Yeah. I need my Lord right now. I need my Lord right now. I need him now.
Mm-hmm.
That was Right Now by Young Drew. Before that was OTOD by Andy Mineo. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 show on 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
We forgot about the context. It's like we walk around with bad breath. And everybody knows it. But me. And we busy with our neighbors. We're popping off the strangers. We tell them see you later next. You and me, we disagree. But it doesn't mean, we can't love each other.
Let's go
back to the basics, where love is invasive. Yeah. It's the greatest, it's the greatest. Back to the basics, where love is invasive. Stop mending these fences and love like Jesus. That's the greatest. Stop building defenses. Stop mending these fences and love like Jesus. That's the greatest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about the real ones? In and out of season, in love without a reason. Why? Maybe nothing makes sense no more. Maybe we can open up locked doors. Maybe we can be like the Lord. Listen up, slow down. Take a pause, put your guard down. Love each other. Back to the basics, where love is invasive. Yeah, it's the greatest, it's the greatest. Back to the basics, where love is invasive. Yeah, it's the greatest, it's the greatest. Stop building defenses, stop mending these fences. And love like Jesus. That's the greatest. Stop building defenses. Stop mending these fences. In love like Jesus did. That's the greatest. Yeah.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm gonna worship until I pass out. See, I came to worship until I pass out. Cause we go hard in the paint, hard in the paint. Hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, hard in the pain, we worship. Hard in the pain, we worship.
If you came here to laugh at somebody, you can go ahead and laugh at me. Cause why you steady laughing, I'm dancing off shackles and being set free. See, I may look like money, but you don't know what I've been through. And I'm still going through some of it, so dancing is something that I gotta do. See, Jesus was the only one that saved my soul.
chance on this broken-hearted man. Grabbed my hand and he made me whole. Yeah. See, Jesus was the only one who saved my soul. Yeah. And Jesus was the only one that made me whole. So I'm gonna worship until I pass.
My goodness, I love that song. I can never just listen to that song enough. That was Uncle Reese with Until I Pass Out. And if you're wondering, you're listening, what was he saying? Like, hard in the what? Hard in the pain? Hard in the who? It's hard in the paint. It's a basketball reference. So what that means is when you're in the basketball court and there's the paint lines right around the rim, when you're in that area, you go hard. You give it all you got. And so what Uncle Reese is talking about in that song is when he worships, it's like when he's giving it all he's got, just like as if he was in the paint on a basketball court. So that's what that means. Whoo, until I pass out, go hard in the paint, baby, for Jesus. Before that, we had The Greatest by David Dunn. My name is J-Dub. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Right now, I just want to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, is our Community Table Ministries. So if you're out there listening, people that are involved in this ministry, give yourself a shout right now. Woo! Because you are amazing. Listen to me. If you don't know what our Community Table Ministries is, oh my gosh, you need to check it out. OurCommunityTableMinistries.org is the website. OurCommunityTableMinistries.org is the website. Check it out. Sign up. It's an incredible thing. Every Saturday in Martin County, they're feeding over 1,000 people. They're making over 1,000 meals. I think I heard this week there was going to be like 1,100 meals that they're making. It's incredible to be a part of this organization and see what they do and the impact they're making right here. You know, the Bible talks about serving, and this is a way that you can serve and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And they are also a proud sponsor of the J-Dub 561 Show. Woo! So we thank them so much. Go check them out again. You can check them out at OurCommunityTableMinistries.org and sign up and volunteer on every Saturday, any Saturday, and I know that you will be blessed as you bless others. So thank you for your sponsorship, your monthly sponsorship, Our Community Table. And if you're out there listening and you say, hey man, J-Dub, I want to help you reach that next generation. I'm all about what you're doing on this show, bringing a variety that can impact people. Then, and you want to be a sponsor, there's a couple of easy ways that you can sponsor this show. And you can do that by going to the website, WCNO.com, and donating online. Just make sure when you click to donate that you note it's for the J-Dub 561 show. That way it will support this show. Also, you can text to give. And what you do is you just text the word WCNO to the number 24365. It's just like 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it's 24365. You text the number WCNO to 24365. And again, it'll walk you through the donation process there. Just make a note that it's for the J-Dub 561 show. And last but not least, you can always mail a check into WCNO, and your sponsorship is going to go to impact lives. It's so amazing to hear the people that are being impacted by this and some of the testimonies that we're receiving. So we appreciate your support. Keep it coming. And thank you one more time to our Community Table Ministries for your monthly support, and everybody out there that's supporting this show financially and spiritually in prayer. Please pray for us, because I want to reach. I think we haven't even tapped the demographic. My daughter was listening to the show last week. She was in Miami, and she could hear this show in Miami. So that's an amazing reach, people. And I want to be able to reach. I want to let people know that we're out here, we're doing this, and impact everybody that can reach, be reached by this radio station, all the way to Miami, to Melbourne, and all the way out in Okeechobee. So, guys, thanks for listening. Also, if you want to join me, check me out on Instagram. My Instagram name is @JDub561. I'm always on there. You can shoot me a direct message, or you can also sign up for the mailing list at my website, which is JDub561music.com. Again, that's JDub561music.com, and we'd love to have you there. But hey, we're going to get back into this music with Rhythm of Your Love by VU Worship. Keep it locked.
Too many friends telling stories making me cringe. Talk about the places they've been, through the rabbit hole with they men. And I wish to God that I didn't relate. Hear them talk, it just trigger replay. I'm in therapy, you know these days. You can't marry me, keep your G-ways. Don't try to call, she not a doll. You wanna play, go get a gang. We got better things.
Better Things by V Rose. Before that, Rhythm of Your Love by Voo Worship. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO.
Saw fit to keep me writing some more. So I picked up my cross, started sharpening my sword. Oh Lord, this is how I fight my battles. Spending my time in the wings of your shadows. Ran from your presence, could've swore I was at him. But you brought me back and your hands so fragile. Now I gotta stay patient. When I see your love and your grace so patient. Time after time and you still amaze me. Amazing grace, let the chorus take me away.
Oh,
every song that I write, everything that I dream, laid it all at your feet that I never could see. All the greatest of things that you've done for me. Letting go of what I desire, born more, born more, born it all for the fire. I've got more, please more your fire. Until there's none, no more left of me in the fire. And I know I'm so unworthy, Father, I'm so imperfect. Hidden in your son so perfectly, man. Broke from the curse, you see, man. Man, this really works for me, man. Saved by grace and my love that I never could take. My life to praise you, Lord, forever, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Oh, I lay down my life for a holy God. Oh, I lay down my
free. Lip blonde, gay. That's how we living. It's
one life, living out of really get a redo. Walk by faith, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Heart is what the kingdom, I ain't talking about soaring. But the Father got me soaring real high like an eagle. Send a prayer up, Father, never let me leave you. Harder for the rest to end it than a camel through a needle. Treasure up there, don't rust. So I run it up, gotta rep Jesus. Ooh, yeah. I had to switch up my ways. I had to switch up the walk. Yeah, I'm going in with my faith. Ay. You know I roll with the flock. Ay. I do not move with the haste. Yeah, yeah, he directing the plot. Ay. You know my gift is not wasted. I'm trying to honor my pops. Yeah,
bigger, bender.
I know, right? Ay, with the eye, wouldn't try me. Ay, with the most high, high key. Yeah, copy y'all unlikely. Yeah, baby, I don't follow what I lead. Yeah,
feeling like a fresh white tee. Ay, grace that shit on me. Ay, money can't really buy me. Ay, some of y'all press that's tea. Ay, feeling like a fresh white tee. Ay, grace that shit on me. Ay, money can't really buy me. Ay,
ayy, I ain't fearing no man, what is he gon' do? Gotta believe I'm shot like it's Pikachu. See, I'm walking by faith, all in spite of my fright. I ain't gotta have sight, ain't no peekaboo. If you out tryna sin, I can't link with you. If it ain't in his will, I relinquish too. God is all that I need, see, I'm living in D. But it can't just be me, gotta free him too.
Yeah, ooh, OMG. He did it again, told him come and see. Doing big teams, now I got a big ring. See, a girl had plans, but my God exceeds. Ooh, wow. Ain't too late, but it really that deep. Gotta choose your fate.
Go ahead and give a call, send a prayer, that's all. Say you wanna be free, and I'll see you in the gates.
Yeah, ay, bigger, bender.
I know, right?
Been by, set free.
Off the leash, ay, with the eye, wouldn't try me. Ay, with the most high, high key. Yeah, copy y'all unlikely. Yeah, baby, I don't follow what I lead. Yeah,
feeling like a fresh white tee. Ay, grace that shit on me. Ay, money can't really buy me. Ay, some of y'all press that tee. Ay, feeling like a fresh white tee. Ay, grace that shit on me. Ay, money can't really buy me. Ay, reckless, could it be me?
All right. Well, guys, I am so excited today. As I've been telling you throughout the week, we have an amazing special guest with me today on the phone. We have Ben Bennett, and he has just came out with a brand new book, Free to Thrive, co-author with none other than Josh McDowell. Ben Bennett, how you doing, brother?
Hey, J-Dub, so good to be with you today. Thanks for having me on the show. So good to see you again.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's been a while.
No doubt. It's, what, 2 years?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic.
Yes. I mean, the bug was just starting. People were like, are we scared about this? Are we not scared? What is it? You know, it was at that point. But, yeah, man. So how's things been since then, dude?
It's good, man. We're out here joining y'all, you know, in Florida and Texas. It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah, and, man.
getting shamed by the rest of the country.
Okay.
no, but it's been good out here, you know, staying connected to friends and getting to do things I love and fighting that loneliness off by having meaningful connection with
people.
Go. And it's been awesome with the release of this book. It's timely. So many people are lonely,
yes.
Hurting, addicted, and
yeah,
just praying that God moves through it.
Now, quick question before we get into the book. Did you ever get the 19 or what?
The what?
The bug?
Oh.
Did you ever get
the 19.
It?
19. I probably had it at some point.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a year and a half in, and
yeah.
I am going forward, guns blazing. So
okay.
I gotta get that test. I gotta get that antibody
test.
And figure it out.
Yeah, well, it picked me up like you know, Hacksaw Duggan or whatever, and body slammed me on the ground. So I definitely got it. Yeah,
you were like, it took you to the WWE like cage match.
That's right,
dude. Off the top ladder, through the table, the 19, man.
If I had any doubts, just to make sure, from the ropes!
Yeah.
So, well, dude, Dude, this is awesome. This book, you know, I've been reading it, and so amazing. And I again, like you were saying, so timely, Free to Thrive. Ben, can you just maybe give our listeners a little bit about, you know, maybe, you know, a little tiny summation about, you know, really what this, the aim of this book is to do? What do you hope to accomplish with this book, Ben?
Yeah, you know, J-Dub, I think the easiest way to summarize it is going to the subtitle. It's how your hurt, struggles, and deepest longings can lead to a fulfilling life. Mm. So many times in our lives, and we can get into more of my life, my story, but what I realized was for years dealing with mental health issues and addiction and whatever you're dealing with, it's easy to see those things as our problems and things we just want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. But when we start to question them rather than just condemn them, we can start to figure out, what are we actually longing for? What are they about? Why do we do the things or struggle with the things we don't want to be struggling with? There's a purpose behind mm-hmm. them. We just got to figure out what it is, and that starts to help us understand what we need. And when we figure out how to fulfill that in healthy ways through God and others, we start to flourish and find real and meaningful satisfaction.
Man, that's so good, dude. I mean, I honestly, Ben, for people listening, I would stop and just go back and like re-say what you just said like 20 more times in slow speed, because you just said a mouthful of power. And I think that's what this book is. I mean, every page. And, you know, for our listeners today, I have a lot of young listeners too. You know, this is not a kid's book, right? There's some really adult content in here, some real life, real struggles in here. And Ben, would you mind sharing maybe some of those struggles that in your life that you're being able to use the principles in this book to overcome?
Yeah, let's say a couple of them would be, let's see, pornography. Mm-hmm. When I was exposed to pornography around the age of 12. And I know today it's become the new sex ed. And so many people are exposed to it. They don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother conversation.
Sure.
But, you know, summarized, porn fuels sex trafficking. Many people in the porn industry on the videos are trafficked. There's not really a way of regulating everything that's out there. If you're watching it for free, you don't know if this is somebody acting or if they're actually being trafficked and abused.
Yeah.
It rewires the brain. It leads to frontal lobe atrophy, the withering away of the higher reasoning portion of the brain.
Okay. But just wait a minute. Stop right there. Because what you just said, now, again, the whole abuse and sexual trafficking that gets into pornography is obviously atrocious. But I also, what you just said about the rewiring of the brain and the whole dopamine that comes into that, I mean, creates that addiction. And I just don't want to pass that so quick. Mm. You know, pornography is an addiction, yes?
Absolutely. And it leads to a high, kind of like a drug. It actually releases more dopamine in your brain than having sex with a human being. And ultimately, if you watch pornography, you give up your brain.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Affecting your performance, your decision-making skills, your ability to take, if you're a young person, to study and to take tests and to get good grades. Like, that's what the science is showing. You know, I'm not saying that from a moral or a religious
yeah.
angle.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
yeah, it's science.
Look at the hard data. And that's what I got addicted to
yeah.
at a young age. And I wanted so badly to stop it. I hated what it was doing to my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry. I hated myself. I started to hate other people.
Mm.
It was like at a young age, it was searing my conscience and violating just my brain and my eyes. And it I just hated what it started doing, the way it made me view people, or the
yeah.
way I started to view people as
yes.
a result.
Yes.
And I prayed for years for God to take it away. I made countless promises to stop. I tried confessing. I tried praying. I tried
Come on.
Memorizing all these scriptures about why lust and sexual immorality was wrong. but it didn't go away.
Yeah.
And all those things are a good start. But I needed to understand what was going on behind those struggles, to not just condemn my struggle, but to start questioning it. And that's what we explore in the book, and that we see all throughout the Bible, that ultimately our struggles, our sin, are not random.
Mm-hmm.
They're signals to be answered. And when we answer them, it actually leads to a flourishing life, because we invite Jesus and others into the depths of our soul, into our real struggles, and we find real support, real safety, real acceptance,
yeah,
real love. And that does something to our souls, because we were created to experience that. It leads to a thriving life. And
amen.
That's just kind of what we, one of the major struggles we talk about in the book. Another one would be hurt. Like, mm-hmm, we all hurt. We all have unmet desires, unmet needs. In the book, we found in research and sociology and in the Bible, there are 7 basic longings or persistent cravings and needs that every human being has.
Yeah.
And when they're fulfilled, they lead to a flourishing life. No matter your job, no matter your family, no matter the material or status you have, or success or money, besides that, there are these basic longings that everybody, you can have a thriving life that everybody needs. And research shows this brings the greatest amount of satisfaction and contentment. And one of those is acceptance.
Mm.
Romans 15:7, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you. So many of us don't experience acceptance on this side of the Garden of Eden. We experience rejection. We experience people canceling one another.
Yeah.
We experience fear of what people will say about us. But the beauty of Jesus is he accepts us as we are through his life of perfection, his death, his resurrection. God accepts us through Jesus. We just ask for forgiveness and a relationship with God. And no other major world religion teaches that. Every other major world religion teaches, do good, serve the poor, give money, and maybe a higher being will accept you. But through Jesus, we're accepted as we are, no matter what. And that's a foundational need. And we need to be accepted by others, parents, friends, and whatnot. But all of us hurt when we experience rejection.
Yeah.
So those are two of the major issues, I would say, that people are dealing with, and that we address real solutions to in the book.
That's so good. Guys, if you're listening to this right now, we're talking with Ben Bennett, the new book, Free to Thrive. Free to Thrive. Go pick this up. Ben has just unpacked a fraction of the power that's in this book that's going to help you get freedom. Because people out there, you're hurting, you're addicted. Look, we get it. We've been there, and we might be there right now. Freedom is what we want and what we need. So good, Ben. Quick question. Chapter 7, you got the wrong God. Ben, who is the wrong God, and why is he wrong?
Come on. You know, I think there's two extremes that we see. One is in the church, where I'd say 95% of churches are teaching partial truths, but not the whole truth,
mm-hmm,
about who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go a couple different ways. And what I mean is that by that is that some will say, you know, God is angry at you. He sees you as worthless. He's just this cosmic killjoy. He's, you know, rigid and angry. Another one would be, you know, in culture, that God has no standards. He's not righteous. He will forgive everybody. Nobody's going to face his wrath. He doesn't have wrath. He's a cosmic teddy bear that, you know, will accept all despite what you do. And, you know, everybody goes to heaven. I think the truth is neither of them. It's that God is obsessed, but wildly in love with humanity. Genesis 1 and 2, he made human beings in his image. They have infinite dignity, infinite worth, infinite value, whether or not they're a Christian. This is why murder is wrong. This is why hurting people is wrong.
Yeah.
There are no worthless sinners. There are sinners, but nobody is worthless.
Come on.
There's people with a ton of worth. Yet,
so good.
Genesis 3, Adam and Eve sinned. We all sin. We're born with a sin nature. We all violate God's perfect, righteous, holy standards. We can never do good enough. We can never earn our way to God. The reality is that we don't have to. God came to us in the form of Jesus. He lived that life for us. And like I said earlier, we can be accepted as we are. So we've got to understand that once we come to God, we're adopted into his family. He's not obsessed with our sin. He dealt with it on the cross. He doesn't just tolerate us as a result of the cross. He loved us before. For so God good. So loved the world that he gave his son, John 3:16. So love was his motivation. He's wildly in love with humanity. I think of David in the Psalms. I think it was David. It might have been the psalmist when he says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye." And the Hebrew word for that apple of the eye translation means little man in the eye. It's a perfect metaphor. When you get so close to somebody, you can see yourself in their eye, like as a reflection.
That's good.
That's how God is with us.
Come on,
We're always in his vision. He's looking at us. He delights in us.
Come on.
We're his.
That's so good.
And we can't grasp how much he values us and loves us. And that's not prideful. It's humility, as Josh McDowell says, is seeing yourself as God sees you, no more, no less. It's true humility to see yourself the way God sees you. And he has the person with the most important view of us has the best view of us. Once, you know, as we're adopted into God's family, doesn't mean we don't still struggle or sin.
Sure.
You know, that stuff, I wouldn't say disappoints him, because he's not disappointed in us. He believes in us and loves us, but I would say it breaks his heart, and because it breaks our heart.
Come
too,
on.
And it hurts other people.
Come on.
And so we've got to get that mentality right, and it's straight there in scripture. And we've got to, you know, when you hear statements in the church like, "We're all sinners." Well, yes, we all sin, but if I look at the New Testament, all the times that people who are Christians are addressed, we're addressed as saints. And some will say, well, Paul talks about his, you know, "Of sinners I am chief." He's talking about his former life in my interpretation. So behavior follows beliefs. We have to really believe the truth of who God is, how much we're valued, and how he sees us. Of course, there's so many other attributes of God, like his justice and his mercy and his omnipresent, that we won't get into, that are important to study.
Yeah.
But where we really struggle, I think, is when it comes to the shame narrative of, even though we've left the orphanage and we're no longer sinners, we're no longer dead in our sin, so many of us keep going back to the orphanage in our mind. We keep saying, "Oh, God just tolerates me," or you know, things like that, when we need to believe what is true of us now.
And I heard you say something just a few seconds ago, and help me make sure that I'm understanding it right, because it kind of hit me almost like a spiritual revelation, that, you know, God is not, you know, upset at us or angry at us because we sin, but the sin breaks his heart because he knows what that sin's doing to us. And to me, it's like, that's like the crux of your book. It's the sin, the addiction, it's messing us up. And that's what breaks God's heart, because he doesn't want that for us. He wants the best for us. Am I hearing that right, Ben? Am I thinking right there?
Yeah, you know, yeah. And I think a lot of people boil it down to, well, addiction, sin, evil is wrong because God is holy. And yeah, he is holy. But we can't miss the fact that, but why? Mm-hmm. Why did God say this is right and this is wrong? And it's not random. It's because he wants what's best for us. When God says no, he offers two positive principles, provision and protection. He wants to provide for us. He wants to protect us. And that's what sin hurts.
Come
it hurts God. It hurts other people.
Come
and
on.
So it's It's not because he's a cosmic killjoy and just obsessed with rules. It's he wants us to flourish. And if it breaks his heart, why do we think we would get any pleasure from it?
Yeah.
Because it's going to actually break our hearts and other people's as well, because we're made in his image.
So good. Woo! Come on, baby. Come on, baby. That's not, I mean, it's so good. And you know, because I love that, you know, God wants you to thrive, John 10:10. He wants you to have this abundant life. And these things are keeping us from that. And I think deep down in our hearts, I know I, and especially all Christians want that. And I think unbelievers want that too. And I think it's so important, Ben, what you're doing. Quick question, Ben. I know you co-authored this book with Josh McDowell. Is Josh McDowell throwing his mantle over you, or?
Is he what?
Throwing his mantle, you know, Elijah, you know, the mantle, the...
I don't know.
Okay.
Where it stands now, I'm walking in the shadows and
all right.
getting to learn a lot from him and just see God at work.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
So
that's awesome. Well, tell our audience a little bit about the resolution movement at Josh McDowell Ministries and what that's all about.
Yeah. So the resolution movement is something that Josh McDowell and I launched over a year ago. You know, Josh and I deeply care about the next generation, Gen Z, or they're not the next generation. They are the generation today of young people. And we believe deeply in them.
Yeah.
And so as we were seeking to figure out how can we serve them, how can we pass on the faith, equip them, we started to see so many unprecedented struggles, anxiety, depression, porn addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Doubts about Christianity, and we said, how can we serve? How can we be part of the solution? How can we equip young people and leaders and parents? So we launched the Resolution Movement to resolution people with biblically based, research-informed solutions to their hurts, to their struggles, so that ultimately they can be freed up and thrive in life with Jesus and others. So we launched this movement. A lot of it is digital, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We've got a podcast, a website, and we're, by God's grace, you know, reaching people all around the world and young people. There's about close to 20,000 of them now who have joined this movement and are part of it online and have said, I'm all in and I want to help my friends. I want to help them meet Jesus. I want to help them heal from hurts. I want suicide to be no more. It can no longer be the second leading cause of death for my generation. That needs to end. And it's going to start with me.
Come on.
And the work God's doing in my life as I'm getting healed and helping other people know the one who can heal them and these principles that can set them free. So that's what we're all about. And we do, obviously, this Free to Thrive book is part of that. We've got a video series, email courses and stuff, resolutionmovement.org.
Okay.
And that's just our heart to resolution and to serve.
All right. Resolutionmovement.org. You guys go check that out. And Ben, if people want to get a copy of this book, Free to Thrive, How Your Hurt, Struggles, and Deepest Longings Can Lead to Fulfillment. Ben, where can they pick this book up at?
You can go anywhere. You can go to Amazon. If you can go to your local Barnes & Noble, and it should be there. If not, they'll order it for you. If you want to get it right now, today, drive down to Barnes & Noble, pick it up. But if you forget all of that, resolutionmovement.org, right there, top of the page on the home screen, more information about the book and links to buy it at all online retailers.
All right. Are we number one New York Times bestseller yet?
Hey, Matt, but we became a bestseller on Amazon in three different categories.
Nice, dude. So awesome.
It became a bestseller.
What is it, like a day old now? What is this book, a day old?
Yeah,
2 days. Wow. Congratulations, bro. Seriously, that's awesome. And last but not least, if people want to follow you on social media, Ben, what's your tag name for everybody?
On all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Ben V. Bennett. At Ben V. as in Virginia. I'm from Virginia.
All right,
it's
all right.
Middle name. Bennett, Ben V. Bennett on all platforms. Would love to connect. Shoot me a DM. I'm always on there just hearing people's stories, praying for them, encouraging them, offering anything I can do to serve them.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for being on the show today. The book is Free to Thrive. It's out now. You heard it. It's blowing up, guys. It is a game changer. It is a life changer. And it is going to help you become free and be all that God intended you to be, man. It's a blessing. So pick this book up, guys, and share it with your young adult ministry. Share it with your youth pastor. Share it with your pastor, your senior pastor, because we want to bring life and freedom to this generation and the next generation. Ben, thank you so much for being on the show today, brother. I love you and I appreciate you. And let me know next time you're in South Florida, bro. We got to get together.
Yeah, J-Dub, it's been a while. Love you, man. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate you and what you're doing so much. Keep going after it.
Thank you, brother. I'll catch you later, man. God bless. Peace.
Peace.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that with Ben. Also, Free to Thrive, one more time. Go pick it up today. And if you're dealing with those hurt habits and hangups, I know there's a great groups around the area. One of them that I know for sure is Celebrate Recovery over at the Grace Place. They meet every Tuesday night. You can check them out as well if you're dealing with those issues. But, hey, we're going to get back into the music. This is the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Keep it locked.
Now hear the word of Yahweh as he speaks through his holy scriptures. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Isaiah 66:2, the word of God. This Christian is radical, what's written is factual. Let me first establish all scriptures infallible. It's God breathed, his word he exhaled. To the blind, the spirit makes the text braille. Embrace his mysteries, look and take a glance at the greatest history book, no fate or chance. Cause his word never fails, unlike men who are sinning. By his word he's declared the end from the beginning. And his plan of salvation is solely through scripture. God reveals himself, yet it's only a whisper. To speak to man he's greatly condescended, but only his spirit can make you comprehend it. But we can't grasp the whole of it, it's impossible. Cause the fact is holy writ is inexhaustible. Yet you claim his word has contradictions, cause you don't have the spirit and you're not a Christian. Imposters can't see it with binoculars, and only the canon's inspired, not the Apocrypha. Ignoring the facts of it is horribly hazardous, and I can assure you that it's historically accurate. See, the text we hold is the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we testify that it sets free souls and renews the minds of these dudes who rhyme and fiends who use to fry and inject needles. Grass where the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. A perfect treasure. Grass where the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. Perfect treasure, grass where the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. A perfect treasure, grass where the flowers fade, but the holy word of God endures forever and ever.
Why the certain guys ignoring the fact that the Bible's the church's final authority? Black, my brothers, it is for sure. We call the Bible holy cause it's set apart from all other literature. And forget philosophy, his word has got to be the real, cause it's the only holy book with prophecy fulfilled. Was a foul pagan, but mind you, I'm now Satan. How the word of God's made me wise to salvation. Meet the Savior on a piece of paper. See the glory of Christ, he's the creator. And each page has a really meaty flavor. So we should savor it, not say, I'll read it later. But make it a life and a great delight. Hide it in our hearts, meditating on it day and night. And be firmly rooted right next to Jesus. Using hermeneutics and tight exegesis. We should give God the glory. Preach expository while teaching kids like Montessori. Be diligent to adore it and fear it. Be killing sin by the sword of the spirit. Satan despises me, it angers society that we speak in a biblical language variety. Cause it reveals that mankind is sinful, but it revives the soul and makes wise the simple. The word of God, observe his law. See our need for Christ, it shows we're surely flawed. The word of God, observe his law. See your need for Christ, it shows you're surely flawed. Yo, instead of reading it, we sit and we watch the idiot box, nicking our crotch, fixing our thoughts on wickedest plots. Our cultures acted pitifully, and Satan uses the widespread lack of literacy. See, the world is deceptive and it's horrid and wretched because of its man-made morals and ethics. Its subjective poop misdirects the youth, but God's law is the only objective truth. See, lots of men's conventions are smart, but only the word can judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And the word suffice to give eternal life, cause faith comes from hearing, hearing through the word of Christ. A call to all, and I'm not insulting y'all, but the Spirit by the word saves without an altar call. And through it his sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, once poisonous lepers now rejoicing forever, saved by his healing tongue. The Spirit of God uses the word of God to reveal the Son. Come consider this, we once were wisdomless, cause without the Spirit the word's a bunch of gibberish. And without him, you're still doomed with Satan, cause only he gives the words illumination. It's a sharp blade, it imparts grace and sparks faith, a lamp shining in a dark place. Christians always ask, what's God's will for me? Well, it's found in his word, search with humility. The man of God's equipped, there's no complications. The scripture's sufficient, apart from confirmation. According to the scriptures, Christ died in our stead. It's according to the scriptures that he rises from the dead. Our only thing that's tangible to focus on, Emmanuel. It's our rock and it's our hope and it's our holy manual. Grass with the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. A perfect treasure, grass with the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. A perfect treasure, grass with the flowers fade, but the word of God endures forever. A perfect treasure, grass with the flowers fall off, but the holy word of God endures forever and ever and ever. All glory to Yahweh, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the incarnate word, the Logos, Jesus Christ. For we have been born again, not of a seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is through the living and enduring word of God. Thank you, Father.
Hey, guys. We are coming to another end. Oh, my gosh. No, don't make it stop, please. Hey, but I hope you had a great time. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Ben Bennett. I hope you go pick out that book, Free to Thrive. It's everywhere now. It's blowing up. This is the end of the J-Dub 561 show. So, woo, thank you for making it through another show. I will catch you next week. Connect with me. I like to fulfill requests. You got a song you want to hear on the show, or you heard something on the show and you're like, what the heck does that mean? I'd love to explain it to you. Come on, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email. You can email me, bookjdub561@gmail.com. If you got that, if you're listening fast enough, woo! Maybe not. I'll catch you next time. God bless. Peace.
Yeah. I said peace to the industry. I do it alone. I'm a beast. You a swish a sweet. You don't want the small. You a tweet. I'm reality. Paris and Nicole. I know arrogance can feel like heroin inside a dome. It's imperative to get embarrassed when you hit a low. And the heritage that I inherited is all I know. I'm not American. My mama's surrogate. If you got heirs, you can hear. Then when he appear again, I'm gone. Get jiggy with it. Get it jumping like a new Miss Piggy with it. Make the family proud like it had Penny in it. Bulletproof vest on the chest like Fitty with it. Oh yeah, you tryna flex on me, don't be silly. Wild Wild West, and yes, I'm Big Willie. Dressed like I came here fresh from West Philly. Who gon' protect your neck, inspect the deck?
God made me do it, God made me fresh.